This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, and spring training is in full display right now. Come on down, watch a baseball game. Now, we're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, with a special shout going out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. I'm on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, for all the little goodies we've got over there. And Brooks Corner's over there, too. You can go over there and read her articles that she's putting over there on the website. Alrighty, coming back. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of all things political, California way, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle Warren. And they're outside the window tonight coming out of the bar. And they're all celebrating the fact that you're on the radio. Well, yeah, they staggered out, but that's okay.
That's very cool.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, got to talk about a story that tore Atlanta apart yesterday. And to our listeners up there in Atlanta listening to us on AM 920, The Answer, hello, and I hope everybody's doing well. But we had somebody go nuts yesterday and kill eight people at three different spas in northwest Georgia. Now, the funny thing about this was these were all Asian women, and this was rather odd. But they got involved in a high-speed car chase with what the person they believed was the suspect. They got him stopped. The young man's name was Robert Aaron Long, 21 years old, and we basically don't know a thing about him.
That's exactly right, Captain. That's right. Eight people were shot dead. Six of them were women of Asian descent. This happened, as you said, in northwest Georgia, in Atlanta, also in Cherokee County. It all these attacks took place at massage parlors or spas, and police were, you know, began responding to reports of burglary in progress, and then shots fired, and then across the street, basically, shots were fired. So this is a very, very terrible, terrible tragedy. They are trying to figure out any motive. We don't know anything yet.
No.
We don't know what happened, what connection this person might have had with these businesses, but they are, of course, investigating. But this is just a terrible, terrible story to report tonight. And this person, of course, was, as you said, caught in a high-speed chase. He was arrested without incident, but he was evidently spotted far from the crime scenes after all this happened. But again, they're trying to figure out if the attacks are truly connected, and that's what we know at this hour.
Yeah, and it's a shame because Atlanta's got plenty of problems. They certainly don't need something like this going on. But we'll get the story, and if something else comes during the course of the evening, we'll let you know. But to the folks up in Atlanta, our thoughts and prayers go with you. We have no idea how this all got started or what this was about, but it's a terrible, terrible shame. All right, we're going to go to the phone line real quick here because we've got the unelected mayor of Clearwater on the phone, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Captain. Just a quick question, then I'll listen off the air. I read a article today that said that come September, they can't, you know, they have to wait because they already did the budget reconciliation on the $1.9 trillion COVID. This article said that this upcoming infrastructure package that they're wanting to put through could make the COVID package look like baby play as far as the amount of money that they're going to want to spend. So, Kyle, what are we going to, they're going to end up bankrupting us. I mean, this is crazy. We can't just keep spending this money that we don't have. So what are your thoughts? And thank you so much.
All right. Well, first of all, Mike, the infrastructure package is going to be around $4 trillion, which is double what this one was. And as far as being bankrupt, we're already bankrupt, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we're definitely...
We are not borrowing money anymore. We're printing it.
Exactly. Yep. So, but also something else is going to happen with this reconciliation for the forthcoming infrastructure bill that they will want to get through, and that is the higher taxes. And you've heard some of these officials talking about, well, we're going to have to get more revenue to help pay for all this and so forth. So to answer Mike's question partially, they are definitely going to try to confiscate money from you and me in order to try to pay for this, in addition to what we believe would be to simply continue to print the money. But whatever it is, it's selling our future way down the river on this thing. And because they're going to use reconciliation, it shows that they don't have the votes and don't want to sell this to the American people legitimately. They just want to push it through.
And I also saw a report and heard a report, I think it was on Newsmax, about the middle class. That's a middle class income, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $75,000 a year gross income, accounting for about $2.5 trillion worth of the scrape-off of the taxes that we pay that's going directly to the blue cities to keep them afloat. $2.5 trillion. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a new survey that's being done by a private group on the elections of 2020. Wait till I tell you about some of the stuff they found out in the states they found it out in, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it. But it's nice to know, I suppose. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team at Relief Factor. I've been on the product for about 5.5 years, almost 6 now, as a matter of fact. And Relief Factor has been my preferred plan to get me out of pain and inflammation that I have with my left ankle and leg, thanks to the World Trade Center. Now, I was taking some hardcore heavy-duty narcotics, which made me dizzy and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff to keep the pain down and keep the swelling down. And even though it worked, I didn't care for the reactions to it. So I decided I was going to get rid of it. And what did I do to begin with? Well, I started to take a handful of leave at a time, 4, 5, 6, sometimes as many as 10 a day, twice a day. That is not good for you under any circumstances at all, but that's what I had to do to make it work until I heard about Relief Factor. And then I said, okay, what have I got to lose? $20. Let's see what happens. Well, 5.5 years later, here I am, a happy and content customer. And simply put, Relief Factor works for me. It's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it that it helps to enhance the body's natural response to inflammation. It goes right straight to the source of the pain to lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever problems it is you've got going on. The best thing is it's 100% drug-free. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports the body's healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and supports the healing process, too, so you can get back on track. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. By the way, somebody says, well, I got to pay for it. Is my insurance covered? Well, that's up to you and your insurance company, first of all. Number two, it is tax deductible. Add it up. Deduct it from your taxes. That's what I do. It's part of what I do when I have to buy things, medical expenses and supplies. But anyway, you can start with a 3-week quick start for $19.95, and it all gets going. Now, to do that, go to the website they gave me, and yes, they gave me a website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Get started on the 1995 3-week quick start and see if it'll work for you the way it has for tens of thousands of other people. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we stumbled upon this report yesterday in Red State, and I was looking at it, and what caught my attention was the title. The title says, "New Report Shows Significant Election Irregularities in Many States." That would get anybody's attention, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, basically, before I get into the specifics, we found out that more people across the country in about, what, 15 states, Kyle?
Yeah.
Voted than were registered to vote. Now, how can that be, and how can you count those votes? And, I mean, folks, they certified elections over this. We can't do a damn thing about it right now, except to go back in there with election reform and change some of the laws so this will never happen again. But more people voted in states, and I'm going to mention them right now because, Kyle, you got the list I got, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to start right over here. Illinois, Connecticut, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, California. Now, they were the top states, the top offenders with more people voting than there were people registered. Other states, Minnesota, Washington State, Colorado, Georgia, all had more people vote than they had registered voters. Now, the people that have found this out have been a research team called the DROZ, D-R-O-Z, right? Is that the way that
is? Yeah, D-R-O-Z.
Okay,
yeah.
The DROZ team added more fuel to the fire regarding election irregularities in the 2020 election. Now, thank God that we've got people like this, like the DROZ team, that are continuing to dig into the 2020 election data. We never know anything about this. And they've taken it upon themselves, taking the numbers that are there, certified by the states themselves. By the states themselves. These aren't numbers that they just picked up and threw out of the air somewhere, folks. These are the numbers that were reported by the states. And I'm telling you, there are more votes than there were registered voters in the states I just mentioned. Kyle, something really smells, and we got to get it fixed.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, of course, what the impetus from this is to change the election laws and enforce the election laws that we have, number one. But, of course, Captain, what somebody will say is but I'm glad that you mentioned, because they will say, well, they've got the wrong numbers. But that
no, they don't.
Exactly.
They're the exact numbers the states reported.
That's right. So now we hear a lot about, we always hear the term follow the science when it comes to COVID.
Yep.
Well, this, we should follow the mathematics.
Right.
It doesn't look like someone could come in and make a good argument against this because they would have to argue with 1 + 1 = 2 kind of a thing. So this is really earth-shattering. And what it does, Captain, it shows that, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, if more people voted than were registered and it was a concerted effort, that sounds like somebody was attacking our democracy.
We know that not only was Russia tinkering, trying to get into some of our election resources, but so was Iran. Now, you haven't heard that mentioned very much until right now. Iran.
Well, that exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. But again, as you mentioned, there's no mechanism by which you go back and rerun the election or change the results in any way. But this should go right to the very heart of the matter, that election reform is needed, is necessary, and to be able to have observers observe, at the very least, is paramount to making sure that we have election integrity.
Yeah, and then we had a Georgia judge that signaled that he may, in fact, unseal absentee ballots from Fulton County, Georgia, which is a county where they had a lot of problems, and allow a government watchdog group to investigate the ballots for signs of potential voter fraud. Again, they can go, they can look, they can do whatever, but it won't do a damn thing to change the election results. They're certified, they're over, they're done with. We have a president, end of story, see ya. Now, the development comes from more than 4 months after the 2020 election, which Georgia state officials have repeatedly said was not impacted by substantial voter fraud. Well, it looks like that may not be true.
Well, that's right. And all this is after the fact. It's not going to change things, as you're saying. But what it will do, Captain, I think it's going to continue to energize those who voted for the other guy in this. They are simply not going to back down. And I do think that there's a corollary here, too, Captain, and that is Joe Biden. If Joe Biden truly won by all those votes and all this stuff, don't you think that he would try to be uniting the country a little bit more? But they seem to not want to be uniting the country at all. In fact, it seems like the opposite.
What is he hiding?
Right.
Not just his physical and mental condition that's obvious for anyone to see. What is he hiding?
Well, of course, as I said, I mean, if this was all organic, he should be saying, I'm the president of everybody. Yeah.
Now, we also know the Washington Post is up to their eyeballs in a story that led to the second impeachment being used for evidence in a trial, which obviously wasn't true because of the Washington Post reporter, Amy Gardner, who published a story claiming based on a single anonymous source, You never do that. It's never, anonymous sources are not accepted in a court of law. Did you know that?
Well, that's right. That's right. They'd have to be identified at some point.
And this source said that President Trump had attempted to pressure Ms. Watson into creating evidence of fraud, where all right-thinking people knew that all voting in Georgia, especially in Fulton County, was totally on the up and up. Okay, that's what they were saying. Well, obviously, the voting in Georgia was not on the up and up. And the statements that could be arguably claimed that he was encouraging Ms. Watson to manufacture cases of fraud to help him win the election absolutely did not exist. You heard me right. Did not exist. It was all a lie, all made up by this Washington Post reporter who should be charged with criminal intent fraud and hauled off to jail.
Well, but again, this was about achieving a certain goal, and part of that was creating the notion that President Trump called up and made these demands and stuff like that, and that it did impact the impeachment. Entered into the record. Also, it had a massive effect on the election of the two senators
yeah.
in the state of Georgia as well. All this was swirling around, and now months later, maybe it will be.
And she outed her source to try to get out from under the pressure. Her source was Jordan Fuchs, the Deputy Secretary of State in Georgia, whom Watson briefed on his comments, and we're talking about the investigator, Watson.
Well, right, exactly. But this, again, just shows how far all of this had gone, and that helps to shape public opinion. It helps to shape voter opinion, and if it's wrong, it's wrong, and this shouldn't happen in our country.
Yep, and it also proves that Donald Trump was absolutely right.
Yep,
here we go again. Score one for the good guy, but it doesn't mean a damn thing. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Too bad. Too bad, so sad. But that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says, don't come. That's the message from President Biden Tuesday as the Department of Homeland Security estimates that the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border will reach the highest level in more than 20 years. In an interview with ABC News, the president telling migrants not to make the journey to the border.
I can say quite clearly, don't come over. We're in the process of getting set up. Don't leave your town or city or community.
Biden also said that the current surge could be worse than the one in 2019 that prompted the Trump administration's policies to clamp down on the border. And a report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the result of November's presidential election. The report says the Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. It does say that neither country attempted to interfere with election infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much. This is the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I have been a client of Geico Insurance. I've had my car or my truck, whichever I've been driving at the time, over there with them for about 15 and a half years now. Now, their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can go over there, and you can log on, and they will ask you what they can do to help you. There'll be a little automatic thing that'll come in there. It'll ask you for your zip code so that they can locate you and see if they can give you some of the best rates that they're putting out there for people to save money on their auto or truck insurance. Now, they'll also insure your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, your ATV, and if you're a homeowner, they'll give you a quote on your homeowner's policy, or even a renter, they'll give you a quote on your renter's policy, too. And you can find out that if you bundle your homeowners and your automobile together, you'll save a bunch of money. Same thing with a renter's policy. You will save a bunch of money. The best thing to do with policies like that is to always bundle it because you get a much better rate. And, of course, this year with the COVID thing, they lowered their rates 15% anyway. So everybody that was there, even the new customers, were able to save 15% on their insurance. And just go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code, and away you go, and you'll find out what I found out a long time ago. They can save you money, and when it comes to service, I've seen nobody any better than them. I've had some other insurance companies that I've had to go around with, but not these guys. Uh-uh. They've always been there. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to circle back?
I am.
All right. Here we go.
Circle back!
Goodness, those guys are noisy. God, the rats in the building are really getting at it, aren't they? Holy smokes. All right, well, here we go with a circle back report. Now, if I were to tell you that yesterday Joe Biden for the first time opened his mouth and said something about Cuomo different, would you be surprised?
Well, no, because I think it's starting to... He has to say something now at this point.
Well, according to Jen, the president was holding back and wasn't saying anything. But now, get this, Governor Cuomo, this is from Joe Biden, Governor Cuomo should resign if the probe confirms his sexual misconduct claims against him.
Yes, exactly right. And I think he was talking with ABC News, George Stephanopoulos.
Steffi, old Steffi.
About this. Exactly. And so, you know, this is a, I think it's going to start, if it not hasn't already, start hitting critical mass for Governor Cuomo. So President Biden, I think, can't ignore this any longer. He did couch it in the idea that there would be in the investigation. But, of course, Captain, George Stephanopoulos could have asked President Biden about some of the other allegations that had ever been levied at him, meaning Biden, that is.
That's journalism 101 if you do it that way. But who's going to be smart enough to do that?
Well, right.
Remember, George is not a journalist.
Right, right. Well, but again, it's going to get worse, I think, for Cuomo. I think that even his own staff, we have reports that they don't really want to come to work, basically, according to reports. It's more and more difficult for the governor to make any statements about anything. And Captain, by the way, the harassment allegations are incredibly important. What's also incredibly important is the ongoing investigation into what happened in the nursing homes, how that got started, why those orders were given, what was being discussed, and that in and of itself as well could also lead to perhaps criminal charges at some point.
Well, yes, and he's not the only governor that's in trouble there. The governor of New Jersey is being investigated now for the same reason. The governor in Michigan, Whitmer, is being investigated for the same reason. And there was one other governor, I can't remember exactly where it was because we talked about it briefly yesterday with Ron Edwards, and he couldn't remember where it was either, and I forgot to look it up, but there was another governor. But those governors alone and the investigations that are going on are just unbelievably, the way it is, it's just unbelievable that we're not doing anything about it yet.
Well, right. Well, these are just heinous things that occurred, and I think it's so terrible, Captain, to realize that all of this was going on under the idea that we've got to make Trump look bad, so these governors going to be held up as the amazing leaders in COVID-19, and Cuomo wins a Grammy, yucks it up with his brother on CNN, and the list goes on. And yet the whole time, oh, it's all Trump's fault. But now, of course, it's all starting to come out exactly what was going on. This is a major, major story.
Well, it is, and the other thing is, combine that with what's going on down on the border right now, and we have a situation on the border where we don't know who's coming into this country, and the people that are coming into this country, a lot of them are being caught, they're being released, thrown on a bus, and they're being brought to a town near you.
Exactly. So it is a crisis. And I'm starting to hear that word now in more news reports about the border story, which it truly is a crisis. But we have yet to hear that word uttered, I think, by Ms. Psaki over at the White House, as far as I can tell. But then also, of course, the president himself being asked about this, saying, okay, well, we're trying to get stuff set up. He was asked by Stephanopoulos, and he did utter the words, don't come, but it was not, in other words, don't be making the trek to the border at this point until we get everything sort of set up.
Well, it's
it wasn't emphatic.
And it's a little late when they're standing there with Biden T-shirts on, just over the border looking at you.
Well, exactly. And, Captain, just to see these reports, the video of these young children or just very young people who have walked across, gotten across the river, basically, and they are walking along, and they're being met by Border Patrol. Border Patrol isn't there to turn them back. They're there to direct them to the processing center.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And let's see, who was the other one there? ICE? Basically, they're a bunch of babysitters right now. They're not being allowed to do their job.
Well, that's right. And by the way, a lot of Border Patrol officers are pulled off of the border itself as part of their fundamental duties, and they have to are now working in the processing center, basically, because they are so overwhelmed with so many people who got the message, Captain, that everything was going to be changed. The stay in Mexico order was going to be reversed, first thing by Joe Biden, all this. Anybody who says Joe Biden didn't give the clear message that it's okay just to start coming across the border is completely mistaken. That's, I think, what they wanted to have happen. This was all part of the campaign.
They have closed down some of the border checkpoints.
Right.
You aware of that?
Right, right.
They've closed down some of the border checkpoints coming off the border to where now you can go all the way to Tucson, all the way to San Antonio. That's not true. You can go all the way to Phoenix and up into these states because of the fact that there's no one to stop you.
Well, that's right. And I think, Captain, too, one of the most important aspects of this is the fact that the cartels are making a mint on this, getting people across, but also the human trafficking and the trafficking in children, I think, is something that we've only scratched the surface on. I think the American people are horrified at the idea of what could be happening to these kids, what they could be used for, and why, and even just the kids that actually make it to the border. What happened to the others that were making the same trek? I mean, this is a humanitarian crisis, an emergency of immense proportions, and Joe Biden doesn't even have any plans to go to the border and even see what's happening himself.
Well, that's true, but then why would he want to?
Well, right. Well, they've got to hunker down. Oh, this is not a big thing. It was all Trump. Trump broke the system. Trump made all this happen. It was Trump. No, actually, President Trump was able to try to get some order back to how we actually go about these things, process asylum claims and so forth, without having people get on the bus and go to parts unknown.
Here's what kills me. They showed pictures of the border last night where the border wall ended.
Yes.
Where he was going to finish it. Mm-hmm. And they're coming right up to where the border wall ends and walking right across the border.
Exactly. And in some cases, they've taken down the barrier that was there before because that was to make way for the brand new wall that
that's right.
going to be going through.
That's right.
So we have just huge gaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a shame. Mm-hmm. What a shame. And Biden goes, well, there's no crisis on the border. Yeah, right. Get a life. All right, you hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to rock our way through the Truckers Highway and Byway Report tonight. Got a couple of really good picks for you. I think you'll like the first one. Haven't heard it in a while. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hard to believe that I met that woman 20 years ago in New York City. When she came down to cover the World Trade Center, she was working for Fox News, Donna Fiducia. And I'm really happy that she and her husband Don are good friends of ours in Carrollton, Georgia, running the Double D Ranch right there, a horse ranch, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Fine J Truck Stops. Make sure you pull on in there when you see the big old billboard sign or the big lights lit up, and tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. And if you're an owner-operator, get into their fuel card program. Save some money. The more fuel you buy, the cheaper it gets. It's that simple. Same thing for the RV Club. All righty, here we go. We're going to shake.
Oh,
That's Shaken by Eddie Money. And by the way, that one goes out to LJ up there in Michigan. She's probably shaking up there right now. I don't think it's as warm as it is down here. The beach looks good. By the way, Kyle, I did turn down another opportunity to go on MSNBC yesterday. And the panel was going to be talking about, well, why aren't they wearing masks in Florida? Look at all those people walking around down there without masks. Well, it's because we're not sick. Jeez, man. God. By the way, we have developed, and we are developing rapidly, herd immunity down here.
Well, it's interesting the contrast, Captain, between a state like Florida and my state over here in California, looking at the numbers and whatnot, and all the restrictions and the procedures that were in place in either state. And it looks like Florida was able to open up, do a lot of different stuff, whereas California had to stay completely locked down, basically. We're only now beginning to emerge out of that, but yet having almost the same kind of result, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, we have a leader. You have somebody soon to be recalled.
That's looking more like it, yeah.
All righty. Well, all I'm going to say about the weather tonight is we've got another storm coming in off of the Pacific Northwest. It looks like it's going to be encompassing parts of Washington, Oregon, and Northern California in the next few days. But we do have a developing storm down in the Kansas, Oklahoma Panhandle, Texas, West Texas area that will be moving east over the next few days. And so got some really dense fog in the deep south tonight. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in the northwest, it looks like we're going to start looking at rain coming in for a few days, starting, I believe, around Thursday or so in places like Seattle, Washington. And that'll stay there for several days, it looks like. Seattle, Portland, that'll be coming in. Up in Northern California, we still have a frost advisory. This is going to be north of Santa Rosa along Highway 101, so be careful in that area. Winter storm watch as you come across I-80 out of Reno into California. If you're heading towards Sacramento, for example, you've got a storm watch that's stretching down a little bit south there, down towards almost to about Yosemite National Park there, so be careful. Also, down in New Mexico, we have a high wind warning around Roswell, but we also have a winter storm warning, and this is important, along I-40 as you head towards Texas, going through Santa Rosa to Concarie. You want to be aware of that right there. We've also got a winter weather advisory as you head up Interstate 15 into southern Colorado. This is going to be in the Trinidad area, also Walsenburg as well as you come up I-25 in Colorado. That's what it's looking like out west tonight, Captain.
Yeah, and to our affiliate there in Alamogordo, New Mexico, you're feeling the effect of that winter weather there right now. And east of you, going out there across the western part of Texas, Amarillo on I-40, out across about 100 miles into Oklahoma, and then down there towards Plainview, where, by the way, it's raining off to the east, severe thunderstorms in the central part of Oklahoma, and right there about Plainview, Texas. So you've got flood watches and warnings going on there, too. A lot of wind in this with the unsettled weather going all the way down to the Texas Mexican border, and then coming across I-20 and I-10 towards San Antonio, you've got severe thunderstorms roaming around down through there, all the way over to San Antonio, all the way up San Antonio to Dallas, all the way to the Oklahoma line as well, up I-35 and out 287 towards Wichita Falls. Thunderstorm watches and warnings all through that area with flood watches too, so be careful. Now, as you drift on up out of Oklahoma, where things are moving about halfway across Oklahoma with the warm weather meeting the cold, bringing the storms to begin with, Oklahoma City closing in on you right now, there could be some really severe thunderstorms with this, so leave your weather radio turned on in case something else happens. The central and lower part of Kansas tonight, you've got snow all the way back to Colorado. And over in Missouri, on I-70, Columbia, Missouri, you've got rain and flood watches all the way across that area right now for what's moving east. Got a little bit of fog up there in the southwestern corner of Iowa, right there on the Nebraska line. That would be along I-29 as you come up out of Missouri into Iowa on I-29. You're going to hit a patch of fog there about 30, 40 miles around. But then we'll go down to the deep south. We've got a red flag warning all along the valley down
down there, the Rio Grande Valley, all the way down to Brownsville and all the way up to Eagle Pass. And then there's fog scattered north of Brownsville up towards Galveston. Then we've got some patchy fog up around Houston. We've got more patchy fog and some gale winds Louisiana east from about New Orleans. Fog over from the Alabama Mississippi line all the way over to Pensacola, and then down along the water towards Destin. You've got fog there coming in off the Gulf. And then fog up in the northern part of Alabama from Montgomery all the way to Birmingham, all the way across I-20 from Birmingham to Atlanta tonight, it looks like. Fog closing in over there, too. And fog in the western half of Alabama going all the way up to Tennessee. Little patch of fog, by the way, up in Kentucky tonight. If you're going up I-75, you'll hit it coming out of Knoxville on I-75. And that's about the way the weather looks. But, Kyle, got to talk a little bit about the Flying J right now, because Flying J's main restaurants include Arby's, the Pilots, too. You've got a Chester's Chickens that are there, some of the Kentucky Fried Chickens and some of the other ones. Dairy Queen, that's a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete line of food. Denny's restaurants, sit-down restaurants in the Flying J's. McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's. You might also find a Cinnabon, which is, they've got great pastries. I've had some really good stuff there. Huddle Houses, they're famous around the South. You can find them at the Flying J. Moe's Southwest Grill, you find a lot of them out west in the Flying J's. And, of course, Dunkin' Donuts with their full service, too, up in New York and Indiana, New Hampshire, with the Dunkin' Donuts shops that are there. They not only have a pretty good little breakfast right now, Kyle, but they also have a little lunch with some sandwiches you can get there, too.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you pull into the Pilot of Flying J and you tell them that you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, you get that free large cup of coffee.
Yep, and that's worth the price of admission right there, especially if you're want a little something to pick you up, and that cup of coffee can sometimes do it for you. And by the way, you need a shower? Got them. You need a place to rest for your break? Got it. Maybe you need a truck wash or something, one close by, if not right there on the premises. Same thing with repair shops. If there's not one right there, they're close by if they're not on the premise. So look them up, Pilot Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And Kyle and I will be right back. Hour number two. Right after your stations get a chance to identify themselves and you get a chance to hear the news coming up top of the hour. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.